Tim Twentyman and Mike O'Hara here with DetroitLions.com. And Mike, first day of the NFL scouting combine here in Indianapolis is in the books. Yeah. Just an overall impression, maybe one player that you talked to today that maybe impressed you a little bit.
Well, I talked to a few, but the one that, you know, of course, obviously Barrett Jones is a guy I wanted to talk to. Wasn't sure I was going to be able to, but they were able to squeeze him in. I like his story, you know, a 4.0 student, got his master's degree, all SEC at right guard, Outland Trophy left tackle, Remington Award winner at center. But I'm not convinced that he's a top prospect in the National Football League. You know, is he strong enough to play? So, but a very interesting kid to talk to, very good.
You know, for me, it was is Eric Fisher, the tackle, highly touted tackle from Central Michigan University. And I thought, you know, he and Luke Jokel, the tackle from Texas A&M, considered the top two guys in this draft. And Fisher really has a chip on his shoulder about that. You know, he really wants to be the number one tackle. He says, look, I come from a small school. He's an SEC school. He's got all the pedigree. I don't. I've got a chip on my shoulder, and I'm here to prove it. And I like that aspect from him. He wants to be the number one guy. He measured 6'7", 306. He looks the part. We'll see this week if he's that guy.
Well, you know, you saw him down at the Senior Bowl. I just wondered, did he have more polish here than he did down there, having gone through it once, the whole thing?
You know, I thought he was polished. He was more polished than I thought he'd be down there. I still think, you know, Jokel's probably a little bit more polished because of the SEC and the competition that he went up against. But there was no deficiency in Fisher's game, and he was the most impressive guy for that entire week down there, and I think he closed that gap between him and Jokel in a lot of analysts and a lot of scouts' minds.
You know, I didn't flunk geography, but I still kind of cringe when I hear SEC and Texas A&M. Texas SEC? Did I miss a turn somewhere on the way to Alabama? But, you know, there are a lot of kids here. I talked to a kid at Arkansas at Pine Bluff, an offensive tackle, Armistead, who says he wants to jump 35 vertically, weighs 306 pounds, and run a 4.740. It's a tremendous physical specimen and seems like a really nice kid. But guys like that, you know, there's so many people that you want to talk to here. In fact, I like them more than I do the coaches and the general managers and all that. You hear their spiel every day, and I don't mean, you know, Jim Schwartz and Martin Mayhew, but you just get so much of them. The focus is on the kids.
Speaking of those guys, Jim Schwartz did hold court with the media today, did about a 30-minute session with us beat writers, which for us in the offseason looking for content is great stuff.
I mean, you know, never going to see him again.
Anything that you take from that session, maybe that jumped out to you, just something that you looked at as interesting.
Well, you know, coming off a 4-12 record and 8 straight losses, he didn't act like a coach on the defensive. He didn't act like a guy under fire. I don't know if that's good or bad, but just the way it is. And the thing that I wouldn't say it jumped out because you know this, but he talked about the running game, no explosive plays. They had 4 explosive runs last year. 4, count them. That's tied with San Diego for last in the National Football League. An explosive run is 20 or more yards. Mikel LeSueur, I think you wrote about, some 200 and some carries, his longest run was 16 yards. Reggie Bush, the clock is ticking, brother.
Yeah, you know, for me it was, you know, he talked about the offensive line. I think he was very honest in realizing that some changes are coming up front, and mentioned some of the younger players. And I think, you know, one of the things I took from that was when he said that we're going to expect younger players from this draft to contribute as well. And I think that's where this roster's at. I think this is where this team's at. They've got 23 unrestricted free agents. They're not re-signing all those guys. They're going to need the guys like Jason Fox and some of those younger guys that can contribute. And they're going to need some guys from this draft class to contribute, which is why it's important for them to hit it right here.
Well, I'm holding this thing up for a reason. It's a cell phone. And when he said, you know, we need help from this year's draft, I backed out and tweeted that line immediately. And I'm sure you did too later. And it just got flooded with people, you know, with the interaction, they call it, just retweeting it and commenting on it and all that. I thought it was very interesting that the fans out there and the readers of DetroitLions.com reacted like that to that.
Yeah, they need help. They know it. That's what they're here for.
Mm-hmm.